Joining us now is a Rockies insider, Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post, presented by Elite Sportsbook. Check him out at PSaundersDP on Twitter. Patrick, as usual, the park out in San Francisco is a house of horrors for the Colorado Rockies that not even the extraordinary performance of the Rockies, perhaps MVP early in the season, Chad Kuhl could overcome.
Yeah, God, talk about brutal. I mean, this whole road trip, but San Francisco, guys, they've beaten the Rockies 10 consecutive times now, and they just own them the way the Dodgers own them. And, yeah, you're exactly right. Oracle Park, which used to be Taco Bell, which used to be AT&T.
Right.
It's a gorgeous ballpark, one of my favorites. But, man, about the only guy I think who ever played really well for the Rockies consistently well was Nolan Arenado. He did great in San Francisco, but other than that, pretty bad. And you mentioned Chad Kuhl, who, he didn't pitch terrible today.
No.
But he certainly didn't pitch well, and certainly didn't pitch as well as he had previously. And you got to think, at least my opinion, guys, when a pitcher almost knows or feels that he's going to get no support.
Right.
And that's offensively, and also, let's face it, defensively, the Rockies have been stinking it up lately. That's got to be a tough thing to go out there. It's kind of a high wire act every time you go out there. This team's a mess right now. And then, of course, what they'll do is they'll come home and win 8 of 10 or 7 of 9 at home, and then they'll turn around and do the same thing on their next road trip, probably.
So, without trying to sound like Jerry Seinfeld too much, so what is the deal with this defense?
And Ryan McMahon in particular. That's six errors.
Yeah, he had seven all last year.
Right.
He had five at third base, two when he filled in at second base. By the metrics, he was actually a better third baseman than Nolan Arenado in St. Louis. But, another really just kind of a, I don't know if I should say lackadaisical, but just a careless error by McMahon today. Charlie Blackman had one last night. They had catchers overthrowing bases. Kuhl himself had a error throwing to first base, trying to pick a guy off. It's just not crisp baseball. And I know Buddy Black, there are two things that really bother him the most. He hates walks by pitchers, particularly leadoff walks, and he hates careless errors. And the Rockies are doing both of those things, and it's driving him crazy.
Well, the five walks today, I suppose, partially offset by the 12 strikeouts, but a weird line for Kuhl, right? 4 2/3, 7 hits, 5 runs all earned, walked 3, but struck out 8. He hasn't been a strikeout pitcher, but he struck out 8 today in 4 2/3, threw 101 pitches in 4 2/3, and that has not been characteristic of his previous starts either, to throw that many pitches.
No, he's been very efficient, right? He's gotten a lot of ground ball outs, the occasional strikeout when he needs it, but guys, this is a funky team to figure out. I mean, you get C.J. Crone, who was leading the league, leading the majors, as a matter of fact, with 9 home runs. And then he had a couple base hits here and there, but he struck out a ton on this road trip. And
he struck out 3 guys, times today.
Yeah, 3 times today. He and McMahon both went 0-4 with 3 Ks.
Right.
Guys, this is only the third time in Rockies franchise history that they went to a road trip 7 or 6 games or longer and failed to hit a home run.
Wow.
That's what happened to them in this stretch through Arizona and San Francisco. And that was, Bud Black and Bill Schmidt, the new GM, and the players themselves said one of the top priorities for this season, we have to hit more home runs, particularly on the road, because at least that gives us a puncher's chance to win some of these games on the road we typically lose. But, man, they came up empty in 6 games on the road. And, Arizona's a home run park. San Francisco isn't, although in the daytime it can be.
Right.
But to come up goose eggs, that wasn't in the blueprint that they tried to put together this offseason.
Well, the pitching hasn't been there as well. Obviously, in this series, they surrendered 8, 9, and 7 runs, respectively. And this is a good pitcher's park, obviously, at times. So when you look at the way that this pitching pitching comes together, the bullpen, as we know, is kind of a patchwork quilt. Yep. They have not gotten much from Germán Márquez and Kyle Freeland, although Márquez did look better in his last start, and Freeland has looked better of late. But where does this team, now that they're almost back at 500, look for positive progress? How can they stop this bleeding and turn it around? Not expecting them to turn into the Dodgers, but is there a way that they can just not quite lose three times as many as they're winning?
Yeah. You know, Sean, that's a question I don't have a great answer to. I'm not sure the Rockies themselves have a great answer to.
That's not good.
You know, no, but we've seen, how many times have we seen this, right? They come out of the gate strong and they get a few, you know, nice streaks going, and then, you know, caught the June swoon or the May malaise, whatever you want to call it. It, you know, it just happens. And, you know, part of it, and I know fans get mad when you say this, but part of it is the Jekyll and Hyde personality of playing at Coors Field versus on the road. I mean, we've got, 30 years of baseball here to show us that it's a tough nut to crack. It just is. But also, you know, you expect better than this, right?
Right.
Oh. But you're asking for a silver lining. I guess there's a few. Connor Joe has proven to be a more than adequate leadoff guy. He's 7-game hitting streak right now. He finds ways to get on base.
He sure does.
Energy.
Right.
You know, he's been terrific. Yeah, you know, CJ Cron didn't have a great road trip, but you know, he's providing some punch. Go ahead. I'm scratching my head trying to come up with some positive.
Well, Dawson, center field.
Okay, Iglesias has played pretty well, I suppose. Although his fielding hasn't been maybe what you'd expect given his reputation. You're right. It's just been really, really frustrating. And it's for somebody who's covered this team for a lot of years, you get tired of discussing the same old all the time, just different cast of characters. I think the pundits who thought the Rockies were going to lose, 68 games this year, or win, rather, 68 games this year, 69, I think they were off base. I don't think the Rockies are that bad. But I don't think there's any way they're more than a 500 team at best.
Before I let you run, you had mentioned Black. Once they settle into a stretch like this, yeah, they come home, they play a Royals team over the weekend that isn't very good. They could get healthy offensively. They could clean up their defense. They are 11-5 at home this year. But this has to wear on even Bud Black, who is pretty composed most of the time. But you mentioned some of his pet peeves. How do you imagine he is holding up after not just a start, but a full month of April that was the best one they had had since his first year here in 2017, and they went on to make the playoffs that year with 87 wins?
You know, it's interesting you ask that. After they got swept in Philly, you know, I went into Bud's office, and he and I have a pretty good relationship, and I can talk candidly off the record about stuff to him. And, you know, I asked him pretty much that same question, saying, how are you holding up? And he kind of looked at me quizzically, and what do you mean? I said, well, you know, God, that was a, you guys, I told him, I said, I think that's the worst baseball I've ever seen the Rockies play under your, you know, during your tenure.
Well, that's what the radio broadcaster said, too, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, and although this stretch here came close to matching the fiasco in Philly, but, you know, and he said, you know me, Patrick, I'm always positive. And he really is. It's not an act. Now, you will see Bud Black post-game sometimes, if you watch any of the post-game or listen to it, where he will get short, he will get terse.
Yes. I saw that, I think, after one of the games in Philadelphia.
Yeah, which is, you know, fine. It doesn't affect me at all. But the thing about Bud Black is the next day, he is able to put a fresh face on things, and he's relentlessly positive. But I think what bothers him is he feels like he's the right guy to make the most of the pitching situation in Colorado. He doesn't do everything right perfectly. I can quibble with a number of his decisions even this year, but I do think he knows how to mold pitchers and teach pitchers. But I think it frustrates him to no end to get an offense that he was clamoring for it to be better this year, to be more powerful, to produce runs, to make things closer on the road, and they're coming up goose eggs, and it looks almost exactly like it did last year on the road, and I know that frustrates him, no question about it.
He is Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider from the Denver Post and presented by Elite Sportsbook. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at PSaundersDP for Denver Post. Patrick, appreciated. The Rockies now get to get back to Coors to have maybe a get-right series with the Royals, including games for Freeland and Marquez to continue to build upon their last few outings. This feels like one of those that they need to probably run the table here against an inferior Royals team, but we appreciate all the insight and feedback that you're providing. Thank you very much.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Patrick Saunders, again joining us from Elite Sportsbook and, of course, from the Denver Post.